So this would be the Drysdale Vignette, Pruning Lilacs, June 3-2-1. I've talked about pruning Forsythia and Spirea and the need to prune old branches out at the base. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Pruning lilacs after this. 3-2-1. With the exception of the later flowering Japanese tree lilac, lilacs are completing their flowering for this year. If you haven't pruned them already, you should do it right away. Basically, the newer lilac shrubs do not present problems of suckers growing from the base as the older common lilacs do. Suckering lilacs are really a nuisance in a garden in that you have to remove the suckers by digging or tearing them out on a regular basis. The only real pruning needed by the newer lilacs is to cut out all the old flower heads. Do this carefully and judiciously so that you only remove the old dried up flower heads and not the two little green buds that are developing beside the old flower heads. If you cut the flower heads off roughly, even now, you stand a good chance of also cutting the small developing buds which contain the flowers for next year, thus lessening the amount of flowers next spring. If yours is a relatively newly planted lilac, it's all the more important that you remove all the old flower heads, being careful to cut only the old dead flowers. If your lilacs are older shrubs, well-established ones, it won't hurt to leave the old flower heads on, although the shrubs do look better with them removed. When pruning lilacs, you should also cut out any dead and weak branches, as well as those exhibiting sawdust trails from boring insects. Be sure to use good quality, sharp pruners or secateurs. I'm Art Drysdale.